Blog Talk Radio.
The words we speak translate into feelings that express belief systems at the conscious and subconscious level. And what we speak is what we attract towards us.
We really aren't using our minds for the most positive results in our life.
Do you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make about that today?
Well, this has to tie in with what the lady was just saying, as far as the way children are raised and the environment that they live in.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm in a recovery program now, and it teaches us that we have a philosophy here that we are all born with potential and we are not victims of circumstance. And I believe that everybody has the will to change. You can't blame the way you were raised for things you do in life. You have to be able to decide right from wrong at one point in time.
You are listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Shirley, also known as Toughway. Toughway means to appreciate God and to glorify God. Let's glorify God today on this episode of In the Spirit. Thank you for tuning into this segment of In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. On this Independence Day, July 4th, 2009, and as you get ready for your holiday festivities, please remember, whatever you do, do it in moderation. And of course, do drive safely to and from your destinations. I also want to take a moment today, since I haven't done a broadcast since the death of Michael Jackson, I'd like to take a moment to extend my most deepest sympathy to the family of Michael Jackson. And as you know, along with the whole world, he passed away this past June, about a week or so ago, on June 25th. It is so good to be back, and I want to also thank all of my listeners for the emails and the support that you've shown for the show. It has been very, very encouraging for me. This show is also broadcasting simultaneously on Far Rock Live, and both chat rooms are open now. And also, if you'd like to make a comment on the show today, the guest call-in number to the station is 646-716-5180. Again, the call-in number is 646-716-5180. You are in for a treat. The show has been restructured to align with the direction that the Spirit of God is leading me. The new format for the show will align with the Spirit of God within each and every one of us. During my sabbatical, I did a lot of studying, and some of the study that I did was on the life of Jesus. And one of the prominent themes of his ministry was his unrelenting professions about the Spirit of God within. If you take a moment and look at the first book in the Bible, which is Genesis, of course, and in Genesis 1, it talks about the Spirit of God moving. And in Exodus 31, I think it's the third verse, it says that I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Also, in Luke, around 4:18, Jesus himself refers back to the book of Isaiah, the 61st verse, when he says that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach to the poor and has sent him to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And I believe a lot of times when we read that scripture, we look at it from a physical perspective. Jesus didn't really refer, he wasn't talking about physical things. He was talking about spiritual healing blind eyes, even though physically he had healing power to heal the physical person. But he was always talking about opening up our spiritual eyes and not looking at or walking through this life looking at things from a spiritual, from a physical perspective, but from a spiritual perspective. So he wants us to open up our blind eyes, meaning that we're blinded to the spiritual components of life because we focus too much on the physical elements of life. And so we have to reverse that and concentrate and build up our spiritual knowledge base and see the world and walk through this life looking at things from a spiritual perspective. And there's a difference in spiritual and being religious, and we'll discuss that on later segments of In the Spirit. So during my sabbatical, I was hungry and thirsting for a greater understanding of the Spirit of God within. You know, I used to refer to the Spirit of God as, within as that little voice inside or the voice of God, and I'm sure many of you do so as well. But I found out that it's more than just a voice of God inside. It is the essence of God within us. And that's mind-boggling. That is a mind-boggling concept to realize that God is actually inside of me and inside of you as well. How powerful is that thought? In order for us to fully grasp that concept, we have to have a higher consciousness. And that's what this whole new remix of In the Spirit is all about. It's about bringing us into that higher consciousness. I'm currently reading a book called Riches Within Your Reach, and I'm hoping to put together a segment where we can study that book together. It is a phenomenal book. But in the book, the author writes that mankind can be divided into three parts. The first part is those who are still in a state of simple consciousness. That is, they're living, acting, and thinking as the animals do. Men and women in this class can be said to exist and nothing more. And then there's the second group, those who are said to be in a state of self-consciousness, and this comprises the great bulk of the higher races of mankind. In other words, they reason, they study, they work, they sorrow and enjoy, but they are forced to depend on all good things upon their own efforts, and they are subject to all manner of circumstances and conditions beyond their control. And theirs is a constant state of struggle. So people who are in the second group are always in a constant state of struggle, and people in the first group just exist. They don't want to do anything with their life but just exist. Do you know anybody like that? I'm sure we've all been in one or the other of these groups. And one of the things that I want to point out, though, that you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay stuck in just merely existing in life or just always struggling through life. And then we have a last group of individuals, and these are those who are entering into or who have reached the intuitive or the higher consciousness, that state which Jesus termed as the kingdom of heaven within us. And that is what this new remix program is all about, bringing us into the higher consciousness, getting us in touch with our intuitive self. A lot of times, and we already have that by nature anyway, but sometimes we don't really associate it as part of the Spirit of God in us. And a lot of us, there are quite a lot of individuals who are quite intuitive, and what we need to learn to do is to tap into that source and pay attention to it when it leads us or steers us in a certain direction. And unfortunately, many people meander through life, never reaching their full potential because they're stuck in one of the two stages. We can put all our efforts into obtaining material things, lusting after the finer things in life, or working hard on jobs, or spending time searching for happiness, thinking that that's going to fulfill us. A lot of people strive to achieve fame and fortune only to realize that they're still not satisfied with life, often feeling something is missing out of their life. Well, here's a newsflash. Life is not about obtaining things. It's about aligning with the Spirit of God and using what He put inside of us to glorify Him. If we're not operating from that place within, then all of our efforts are in vain. We've missed the purpose of living. We are called to avoid the pitfalls and all the trimmings of this glamorous world and connect with the Spirit of God within us so that we can fulfill the divine work we have been called to do. All things work together for good, and if good is not in operation, God is not in the mix. God is not the man upstairs. John 4:24 tells us that God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. As I learn and grow in spirit and in truth, I want to share that knowledge with you. My desire is for you to grow in abundance, prosperity, and to be successful in every area of your life. I want that for you. I want that for myself as well. None of us are perfect. Life is about growing. Everything that God created in this world, He created with his words, but before those words were spoken, it was a thought. And everything evolves. Everything in life is about evolving and growing. And if we don't spend time on our personal development, our spiritual development, then we are just meandering and we stagnate in life. So if you wonder why your life seems to be the same year after year after year, you keep finding yourself in the same rut, doing the same thing over and over again, and don't know why or can't understand why you're not progressing in life, we're going to talk about that a lot more in further episodes. But consider your ways, and the Bible tells us to do that, and consider your thoughts. Are your thoughts and your actions lining up to what you really want to achieve in life? Are we using self-defeating behaviors that only tend to hold us back and keep us from reaching our full potential? The time is now. You can only reach your higher consciousness when you have a tremendous desire for spiritual truth and hunger and thirst after the things of the Spirit. Before I close this segment, and it's probably going to be a little less than half an hour today because, you know, this is the Independence Day weekend, and I am about to rush out because I have quite a bit of traveling to do over the weekend. But before I go, I want to leave you with this quote from an essay by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And it goes like this: "From within or from behind, the light shines through us upon things and makes us aware that we are nothing, but the light is all. A man is the facade of a temple wherein all wisdom and all good abide. What we commonly call man, the eating, drinking, planting, counting man, does not, as we know him, represent himself, but misrepresents himself. Him we do not respect, but the soul whose organ he is, would he let it appear through his action? Would make our knees bend. When it breathes through his intellect, it is genius. When it breathes through his will, it is virtue. When it flows through his affection, it is love. I want to take a moment again to thank you for listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio, and I do welcome your comments. So please feel free to email me at alwaysinthespirit@gmail.com. Again, the email address is alwaysinthespirit@gmail.com. And before I leave, I'd like to play a little bit of a song that I've been listening to quite a bit, and it's helping me to stay on my spiritual walk and help me to stay focused and help me to stay positive. And hopefully you'll benefit as well, and it'll be uplifting to your spirit.
90.
So what are you choosing to be? Hopefully you're choosing to be in Christ, in God, that He wants you to be. Walk in the Spirit and don't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. This is your host, Toughway. You've been listening to In the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit. Until next week.